Are you running on empty?
Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Computer Guys. I'm Dave.
And I'm Kevin, and we're The Computer Guys here from Macatawa Technologies for the next half hour to answer all your computer and technology-related questions.
That's right, Kev. It's a Wednesday afternoon or whatever time it is when you're listening to the podcast, but we'd like to hear from you here. 395-1450 will be on the air today until 5 o'clock. We'd be happy to answer any of those computer or technology-related questions. 395-1450, and the phone lines are open if you want to give us a call.
That's right. Or send us an email. It's computerguys@whtc.com. We'll be checking that throughout the show as well as throughout the week. So if you're at a computer, you're having a problem, go ahead and send us an email. Again, it's computerguys@whtc.com.
That's right, Kev. Well, it's now been over a week since Windows Vista came out.
It's true. The world is still here.
It's amazing.
Things are still happening.
A little more exciting.
A little bit. Not going to lie, a little disappointed.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, come on, you always wait to upgrade anyway.
Well, yeah, but if it was one of those things I was so excited about, I think I'd upgrade earlier. I'm just not as excited about it as I would hope to be.
Well, there are a lot of people who have been excited about it. You know, there were no long lines.
No long lines, unfortunately.
But you know what's interesting? We haven't heard of any major virus that's come along or any type of huge problem with it. I mean, it takes a while to install. You know, not as many people have jumped onto the bandwagon yet, but we haven't heard of anything like that. I seem to remember when XP came out. Don't you remember more problems, or was that just...
Definitely more problems.
See, that's what I thought. I thought that there was more... Anyway, we'll see. So,
you know, I think a lot of that has to do with the amount of time it was in testing. You know, they were sitting on it forever.
Yeah, that's true.
So it better be almost perfect by the time it comes out. Not that we're saying quick run out and go get it.
Now, if you're listening to Apple, they say hold the Vista for now. It should come as no surprise that Apple is encouraging computer users to steer clear of Microsoft products. What makes it different in this case is that the product in question is Microsoft's latest upgrade to its operating system. Apple is urging that some iPod and iTunes users not upgrade their PCs to Windows Vista because it says its music software may not work well with Microsoft Windows' new operating system. Apple says, while iTunes may work with many Vista computers, there are some known compatibility issues. Apple is recommending that users wait to upgrade until it's able to address the problems with an iTunes update. So they say that the update will be finished in the next few weeks.
See, this is the warning. I mean, this is really what people need to hear is it's not that it's not going to run on your computer. You know, it might run just fine. It's the other software that you're probably going to have issues with. So if you've been hoping to just, hey, run out, quick upgrade, you may find that a lot of your programs and applications don't even work. So,
or they might be a little buggy yet.
Yeah, they might be a little buggy. And, you know, if it's an older program, the thing to worry about is they're probably not going to make it work. If it doesn't work as soon as you install it, they're probably not going to fix it.
But they did have quite a while, though.
What's
that? To get their update here. Apple?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They knew it was coming.
They just chose to be slow about it.
Well, you know what they're probably is throwing. They were thinking that, you know, Microsoft's going to throw in a little curveball to make it not work.
They wanted us to talk about what's their new operating system called? Leopard?
I don't know.
I think it's Leopard is the next one.
Some other cat.
Little kitty.
Yeah.
And kitties. So anyway, but that is good that they are coming out with that because although I think you said that you like these Apple ads on TV. Oh,
I think they're funny.
I think they're so stupid.
Really? You don't even chuckle?
Not even a little bit. Because anytime you have an advertisement that's making fun of somebody, you know, like if they were saying, oh, you know, buy apples because they're so great, this or that, you know, it's like I was using the example today. You know, during the Super Bowl, you see an ad for a new full-size pickup, the Toyota Tundra, and they're telling you how great this is or powerful or big, all these different things. They're not saying don't. You know, they're not making fun of the competition, just like Apple is. That's what annoys me about.
They're saying they're more powerful than the competition.
Right, but they're not saying,
you know,
they're not making fun of it.
No, they're not making fun of it
exactly.
In all their
they're
commercials.
They're saying they're better
no,
than...
No, I'm saying Apple's not making fun of it in all their commercials.
Yeah, they are.
No, they give credit to it. They say they're, you know, great if you like doing spreadsheets and stuff like that, but for the things you like to do every day, work with photos, video, email, that type of stuff.
No, they're saying everybody who uses it is like that dorky PC guy.
No. I disagree with you. I disagree. Hey, if you've seen these commercials with the two guys, weigh in on this. We want to hear what you think about it.
Yeah, they're dumb ads.
That is not true. I think people don't even have to know a lot about computers and they can laugh at those ads. That's what I appreciate about it.
Well, I think you'd be the minority.
Well,
you had an Apple one over there, did you, in Apple News?
Well, where the Dutch are railing on them.
Are they?
Well, yeah, the Dutch are joining in the anti-iPod fight. Dutch Consumer Protection Agency is now the latest European group to take on Apple in the fight to ease restrictions on music bought on iTunes. The head of the agency says his group has filed a formal complaint with a Dutch antitrust watchdog, and he calls what Apple does with its iTunes iPod link legal practices. An official with the group notes that when you buy a music CD, it doesn't only play on a player made from Panasonic. So people who buy a download from the iTunes music store shouldn't be bound to play it on an iPod for the rest of their lives.
Kev, that is a great segue into an interesting article and something that Steve Jobs posted. I think it was last night, a little online essay.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that? It was front page of the Wall Street Journal today. He talks about digital music should not be limited with the DRM, the digital rights.
You know, I didn't read that. I'd heard a small discussion on it on the radio the other day.
Well, yeah.
They were getting into
this. And he's talking about, you know, and I agree. It's just like you said. It's not like you go out, you buy a DVD, and then you can only play it in like a Panasonic DVD player. It doesn't make any sense.
I agree.
Why should you have to buy a $1.99 song from iTunes Music Store, and then you can only play it on your iPod?
That is a little annoying.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
So anyway, his point is, hey, let's get rid of it. First of all, it doesn't work that well.
No.
If people want to get around this, they're going to get around
it. There's easy ways around it.
So first of all, it doesn't work. Second of all, it doesn't make sense. I mean, imagine if they had, you know, come out with records, you know, a while back and said, you have to buy only this record works with this record player. It's crazy. It's like with the difference of HD, DVD, and Blu-ray. You know, they couldn't agree on one format, so now we've got all these problems with these different things. So anyway, that's the good news about Apple. Steve Jobs coming out saying that, so I would support that because I think it's kind of stupid. And that's one of the reasons I've never purchased an online MP3.
Never?
I've never purchased one.
I think I purchased one, and the digital rights management annoyed the garbage out of me, so I beat it. So I worked around it because I said, I want to move this file wherever I want, whenever I want. I want to be able to put this on more than one computer. I don't want to have to download any stupid little license files.
Absolutely.
That stuff drives me crazy. So it'll start with music, and then it'll move over to the movies other formats as well. But I agree. There's got to be another way.
So anyway, he's out there, and he's making a point. Yeah, and you know, if anybody could sell music nowadays, Steve Jobs. He sold a lot of songs out there. Surprisingly, a lot of songs.
And then there's the whole thing with Apple and Apple. You know, the music versus the computer company reaching some new agreements, and it's possible that we're going to see some Beatles tunes being released on iTunes. You going to go buy one?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to buy them. I already own a whole bunch of their CDs.
How about just one?
Nope.
Just one.
Well, see, the problem is if I set up an account through iTunes, I'll probably buy other stuff too.
Nah, just stop at one.
I don't even have an iPod.
It's all right.
Our listeners. Even though I've asked them many times.
To send you an iPod?
Yeah, they never did. Christmas, yeah. I asked for one for Christmas.
Oh, I got one.
My birthday.
You didn't get one?
No.
No, man, it was nice. I really appreciate that. The listeners out there, they did a nice job picking that out. They even got the color I like, and they got my name engraved on it, too. So
that's good for you.
Exactly.
So Apple's been in the news quite a bit, though, with all this whole release of Vista here, so... Give us a call if you're listening, 395-1450. You're listening to the Computer Guys here on WHTC. If you have any questions or comments here, we'd be happy to help out. I think a lot of people are shying away from computers right now, though, with the whole Vista upgrade.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of an overwhelming thing. And, I mean, I know that they've really tried to simplify it and everything else. But, you know, the fact is...
The manufacturers out there aren't making it easier.
No, they're not. So, and Dell is definitely included in
there. They're pretty bad right now, but we got to take this call.
So. That's right. Let's go to the phone lines. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the Computer Guys.
Hi, I just had a comment on the Mac versus PC ad.
Sure.
Firstly, I think they're hilarious.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I don't think that they're trying to say that every PC user is like the guy. I think they're trying to say that that Windows is as dorky as that guy.
Exactly. Exactly. I think you're right on.
And I have to say, I especially like the new one where they have the gentleman in the dark suit asking approval for everything that he needs to do.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
I haven't seen that either.
Watch out for it. It's pretty funny.
That's great. I'm going to go check that out.
Well, I don't know. Personally, I think, I don't know. Those ads, they kind of make me mad because, like I said, you know, our first family computer was an Apple, and I still like them. I just don't like it when a commercial makes it feel like they're making fun of somebody else. It's just kind of mean-spirited.
You can make fun of the computer.
I think they're making fun of the other product, not the person.
Yeah, no. I agree. Well, thank you so much.
Well, anyway, yeah, thanks for the call.
Yeah, no problem.
See ya.
Yeah, see, you can't take it personally, Dave. They're not making fun of you.
See, that's how I feel.
No, see, but everybody's always, because you make fun of Microsoft, you make fun of Windows, everybody does. You know, it's kind of like the cool thing to do. So, it's okay.
Let's continue on with our phone calls here, Kev.
It's going to be another one here.
Go to the phone line here. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer, guys.
Well, this isn't on a computer subject, but if you don't like commercials that make fun of people or anything, then you must hate 85% of them because most of them make fun of the white male American. Thank you.
Yep. Especially around election time, that's a tough time to TV commercials. But anyway.
Yeah. There's a lot of slam campaigns going on. But anyway, back to the computing.
Hold on. This is a good one here, Kev. Slightly off topic, but I thought it was pretty hilarious. Hold on, let me find it. Hold on a second here. Okay, this is a good one. It's slightly off topic, but it's sort of computer related because the Nintendo Wii is more or less a computer. Serena Williams was on Late Night with Conan O'Brien the other night, and she had won the women's tennis something or another.
Yep.
And so Conan O'Brien was playing her with the Wii Sports, the Nintendo, and she lost one of her earrings because she was getting into swinging her arms.
Sure.
And normally not a big deal. You lose your earring and you're rich like that, big deal. Well, these earrings were $75,000 and they were borrowed.
Whoa.
So, you know, you're out $37,000.
Well, I don't know. I think you probably have to buy them.
Probably buy it in a pair.
You probably can't return one.
Right.
You say, hey, we lent you two. What's this? There's one coming back?
So anyway, she was so into the Nintendo Wii, swinging her arms and doing all that. And they went to the tapes later and found that it had fallen off of her ear and fell into her pocket.
Whoa.
So they got it back.
See, the moral of the story is don't wear big old jangly earrings when you're playing the Wii. And we were talking about this a little earlier today. Different philosophies, you know. When we're playing tennis here, Dave was showing me the motion he goes through when he's hitting the ball. Just a little flick of the wrist, you know. You can get by with that. Me, I'm out there swinging, full body swing. You know, I find that I can work up a good sweat playing the Wii. So it's good exercise.
That's how I started too, Kev.
You got to get into it, man.
Now, Kev, this is a little bit more of a serious subject here, but certainly something that people are concerned about and also ask us about quite a bit. This is a study that was done, and it finds that kids may end up getting more than they bargain for when they go searching for things on the internet. The study by the University of New Hampshire finds that 42% of internet users between ages of 10 and 17 report that they have seen online adult material during a 12-month span. Of that number, two-thirds said it was an accident, that they didn't want to view the images and hadn't sought them out. Now, one student who says she has come across such images says they show up all the time when she's surfing the net. She says at first it was a shock, but now it's just annoying. That's disturbing to one pediatrician who didn't take part in the actual study. So it's, he says, you know, stumbling across it really has taken away the age of innocence. You know, one of the nice things about Windows Vista is that it has a lot of parental controls built into it. Apple computers also have adult controls or parental controls built into it. It's certainly something to think about because, you know, like they said, now it says here, two-thirds of them, it was an accident.
Yep. And there's a lot of people who put that software on there just to prevent that accident from happening.
Exactly. And so, I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, obviously you can't protect yourself against 100% out there, but it's certainly something to think about if you've got kids, you're using the computer, and there are so many different things because on Windows XP, really, built in, there's really nothing. And that's, I mean, you know, Vista's obviously has been out a little over a week now, but as we know, not many people have upgraded to it. It's so new. So the question is if you have an older computer, Windows XP, you know, or even 98 or Millennium Edition, what do you do? Well, the good news is for some of these programs, like if you have AT&T DSL, for instance,
mm-hmm.
if you want, you can download the included parental controls.
There's actually full security software. They include, you know, some antivirus protection. You can even get your hands on a free firewall.
But that's why you really have to have Windows XP or 2000?
Yep. 2000 or XP to run those. They drop support for the older versions, so.
And it's not yet compatible with Vista. Just a little note if you do have that. So it's certainly something to think about. I couldn't believe that two-thirds, what does it say here? 42% of the people, you know, 10 to 17 in 12 months. So certainly annoying.
Yep, that's definitely true. But there's some good options out there. And if you want to talk more about that, you can definitely give us a call. This is kind of interesting. This is a little change in Microsoft's policy. Microsoft has significantly raised what it charges retail customers for tech support for its latest software. Did you hear about this at all?
No.
Okay. So as of January 30, customers who buy full retail copies of Vista and Office 2007 will get unlimited calls, emails, and web chats with Microsoft tech support during the first 90 days after activation.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
After that period, customers contacting Microsoft for help with Vista will pay $59 per incident. And that's up from $35. So, with Office, basically customers will pay $49 per incident, also up from $35. Basically, previously, Microsoft offered unlimited support to customers with problems installing Office or Windows for as long as they used the software. So that's the real change.
Really? They did? I didn't even know that.
Basically, you could just
The crazy thing is it doesn't even really occur to me to think to give them a call when you're having a problem.
Yeah. The problem, it's such a dilemma as to who to call, because often it's not a problem with the operating system. There's something else. There's another piece of software that's not working. Or, you know, if it's a virus or spyware incident, well, they wash their hands of that and they say, hey, this isn't our problem. So then you're kind of left hanging. So that's why it gets more and more difficult to kind of take these things on yourself, because you don't know who to call and everybody's charging for support. And so, you know, it's a difficult thing.
The Microsoft antivirus, the Live OneCare,
mm-hmm.
didn't get such hot reviews.
No, I kind of think that's a bad idea. They better either fix it or just give it up. I hope they don't just keep trying to drag it out.
Just want to let you know that. And also, last night, one of the other pretty cool features of Windows Vista, we've talked a lot in the past on our show here, Kev, about, you know, security of data, not only of your own, but of, you know, you always hear these stories. Some employee of the government takes home a laptop they shouldn't have taken, and next thing you know, there's, you know, 10 million people, their private information is for sale in the black market.
It's true.
Well, now, in Windows Vista, the only in one version, the ultimate version, they have... it's called BitLocker.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically full disk encryption. So it'll go through and it'll encrypt your entire hard drive. And I read pretty lengthy discussion on this. It was an article from Slashdot, and I wanted to see what some of the users thought, and there was quite a bit of talk on there. And basically what it comes down to is this. You know, if you're worried about your information on your computer, because a lot of people have, you know, Quicken on there or some files with some bank account numbers or different things like that. And if you're worried about it, you know, you can, with the Vista Ultimate, encrypt your entire hard drive. And there's a lot of programs out there for that, but this, you know, the first time Microsoft's included in for the entire hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it comes down to is, you know, if you're worried about somebody stealing your laptop or, you know, another company trying to get information off of there, different things like that, it's pretty secure. But if you're trying to hide information from the federal authorities or some type of an investigation, it's not that good.
Yep. If they want it that bad, they're going to get it.
That's right. So it's actually got some pretty decent reviews from you know, people's opinions and trying it out. So I'm actually kind of excited about that because, you know, there's a lot of private information on people's computers.
Mm-hmm.
You don't always think, how am I going to protect this?
Did I say anything about how it affects performance?
Did not
slow it down, because that's what kind of what I'm wondering is, how much does it slow it down? Because every time you do a full drive encryption, it does take a little extra time to basically unencrypt that information and then re-encrypt it as needed. So I'm just wondering, performance wise, what that does.
I think I'll probably encrypt my hard drive when time comes to upgrade.
I already hacked your computer. I know everything.
Yeah, putting that little screensaver on there doesn't count.
Dave, going on the hacking thing.
That doesn't count.
No, there's something else.
No, what else?
You don't know about it. See, that's why. I can't tell you about it.
You reset my password to blank Valentine. That was easy.
I got some more stuff for you. Yeah, just wait. There's a little time bomb waiting to go off.
Yeah.
Day after Valentine's, watch out. Don't even touch your computer that day. But anyway, most of us who use the internet didn't notice it at all, but computer scientists sure did. Hackers were able to overwhelm at least three of the 13 computers that help manage global computer traffic. Yesterday's effort to disrupt the internet is being called one of the most significant attacks against the net since 2002. Experts say the attacks lasted as long as 12 hours, and while most net traffic was unaffected, scientists had to scramble to deal with the huge amounts of data that threatened to swamp some of the internet's most vital pipelines. The Department of Homeland Security has confirmed that it, too, was monitoring what it calls an anomaly with internet traffic. So,
let's go to the phone lines.
You may or may not have known, but it happened yesterday.
That's right, Kev. Let's go to the phone lines. Good afternoon, caller. You're on with the computer guys.
Hey, computer guys, I'm installing Windows Vista right now.
Okay.
It's actually an upgrade.
Yeah.
And it's stuck at 53%. It's been there for maybe 20, 30 minutes.
Well,
what do I do?
I would just keep letting it run.
Let it run?
Yeah, is there a little hard drive light indicator on that computer?
I think so.
Is it on?
Yeah, I see activity.
Let it go.
Just let it run
just
through.
Let it go.
It's got a lot to think about.
That's right. So don't interrupt it. Whatever you do, you may actually jeopardize your hard drive if you do.
Let it run overnight, and if it's still going in the morning at 53%, it might have crashed.
Yep, and then you might want to start over.
All right, I'll check it in the morning.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks for your call.
I'm going to bet you, Nickel Kev, that it's going to go through.
Oh, probably.
You want to play same bets on that?
No, because I want to bet the same thing.
Oh.
I'll raise you one and bet you a crunch wrap. Come on. Take my bet.
It certainly can take a while, and one of the complaints, too, is the first time Vista loads is it takes a while.
Yeah, you may think it has crashed, but it probably hasn't, and that's the time especially. Anytime you're in the middle of a major upgrade or, you know, system initialization like that, you don't want to interrupt it. Something could really go wrong there, and your computer could be pretty much unusable, so don't do that.
Give us a call, 395-1450. You're listening to the Computer Guys here on 1450 WHTC. We've got another 6 or 7 minutes left in the show. If you have any questions or comments, you were talking earlier too, Kev, just about the hacking against those DNS servers.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear about that as much anymore.
No, because
it doesn't make the news as much. I mean, that's not to say it doesn't happen, that type of thing, but
well, and it's, you know, if it goes unnoticed, you know, the average person never even knew that happened. It's not really news. Now, if the internet was down, people weren't able to check their email. Go to MSN, then you'd hear about it.
You like MSN, don't you, Kev?
You know, I've tried switching my homepage, and then I just go back.
You like it because it's got celebrity gossip on it.
It's got a little bit of everything. There was somebody else.
It's a little fluff news, isn't it?
It was somebody else the other day who said the same thing. They're like, yeah, it just keeps me, you know, just enough informed. It's not really news heavy. Doesn't require a lot of reading. Most of the headlines tell you everything you need to know about the subject. If somebody important died, if it's somebody's birthday, if I don't know, other things.
But you do. You like MSN. You know why I don't like it? Because it just takes a little too long to load.
Yeah, but my computer's so fast that you don't even notice it. No comment.
Just enough.
No comment.
Just slow enough.
Did you notice the background, how it's changed? It's gone from being a solid color to like a gradient.
Really?
Yeah. You got to check it out. It fades from like a solid blue to kind of washes out to white gray at the bottom.
I haven't noticed that. And I even looked at it today.
I didn't pay attention to when exactly that happened, but I'm pretty sure it goes with the coincide of the releasing of Vista. Sort of more of the... It's more of a Vista feel. Same thing with Internet Explorer 7.
You know, I've always been... I've never really known what to set my homepage to.
Yeah, you had your own homepage for a while with just a bunch of your common links.
It was great.
Why don't you do that? See? It wasn't great.
It didn't. I mean, I don't know. I've done it where you can personalize the Google homepage.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the more content you add, the longer it takes to load every time.
That's why just straight up Google works great.
But you don't even need that because Internet Explorer 7 has a built-in search.
Well, do you want to start a blank?
No.
Exactly. So you got to put it something.
I'd like to see something that said, gave me a little positive comment every time I opened up. Reassured me. Dave, you are a good person.
I bet I can find you something.
Just something like that.
Sure, I'm going to find you
just
something.
Just like a happy...
little happy thoughts?
Yeah.
I'm going to type in happy thought homepage. See what comes up.
But over the years, I've changed. Right now, I've got Google. It's just a simple page.
Sure.
But a lot of people do have MSN, and it's certainly, it gives you that little dose of news that you need, doesn't it, Kev?
Just enough.
Just enough.
Just enough. I'm going to hop on there right now. See, oh, look, there's a new green machines. Which vehicles top the eco-friendly list? That's on. That's good. Today's picks. Yeah. We got some celebrity news going on down there. Some MSNBC, a little bit of sports. Just keeps me in the know. So
that's right. Well,
that's good.
So anyway, the one of the other interesting things is Walmart. You know how Walmart's always, they've tried their online music service.
Yeah, they're doing the video.
That's right.
Giving it a big push.
It isn't something most people are looking to do just yet, but the people at Walmart feel once online video movie downloads catch on, they'll be ready. Today marks the debut. Actually, that was yesterday marks the debut of a beta version of an online video store created by the giant retailer. It will offer digital versions of about 3,000 films and TV shows, including titles from all of the major studios and some TV networks. For now, it will not include offerings from the big three networks, ABC, CBS, or NBC. Though Walmart says it hopes to eventually toss some of those shows into the mix. Walmart is the nation's largest retailer, and it's using that position to undercut prices charged by other download services. Walmart is selling films at prices between just under $13 a piece and nearly $20, while individual TV shows cost $1.96. That's not too bad.
$1.99 on iTunes.
No, 3 cents. That's not really much of a discount.
No, it's not.
That 1.5% discount?
Yeah.
So, there you have it, Walmart. It's just a test version right now.
But, you know, they've been selling music for a long time, and yeah, they were 89 cents or 86 cents per song. So it was a little bit cheaper. The interface, it's not nearly as clean as, you know, what Apple has going with the iTunes integration. But the fact is,
more utilitarian.
If they're, you know, sinking a lot into this, it might actually work, you know. They have the power to make things happen as Walmart. But
maybe one day in the future when I finally get a home internet connection.
You'll start downloading
I'll
movies.
Be able to do some of these things.
Yeah, I would still rather have the DVD personally. I mean, I feel the same way about music. If I'm going to pay $13 for it, I'd like to have something tangible. I don't just want the file on my computer. And yeah, you can maybe, I don't know, depending on how they do it, you might be able to burn it to DVD. I'd still like to have the real deal. I'd like to have the artwork.
Well, I don't know. I think over the next few years, as we see with Vista, I mean, it's a lot. I don't know, with Bill Gates really saying, you know, the computer's going to change the way we watch TV.
Sure.
I don't know. When he first said that, I wasn't so sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, you see Walmart. I mean, really, who wants to sit down and watch videos on their computer? But anyway, as we start hooking up our computers more and more to our TVs, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how this thing pans out for the next few years. But usually when Bill Gates says to do something and Walmart says to do something,
somebody's going to listen. And that's probably the way things are going to go, huh?
Usually does.
You got a lot of power speaking there behind those two entities. So anyway, if we weren't able to take your call today, give us a call during the week. Our office number is 394-4940. We are from Macatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 833 Maple Avenue. That's the corner of 34th and Maple.
That's right. And also, if you just caught the end or if you'd like to listen to our show when we're not on the air live, check out our podcast. You can search for it in the iTunes Music Store. Just search for WHTC. And again, we'll be back next week, Wednesday at 4:30. Thanks, and we'll see you then.